Launching a book isn't easy, but it can also launch you into a whole new life.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
I found my soul on this journey. I found my purpose, you know, in life.
In this show, I talk to authors about how they launched and how it took them to the next level. Hi there, you're listening to Launchpad Pub, a podcast hosted by me, Anna David. Well, normally I talk to the world's most successful authors and entrepreneurs about how they launch a book and what a book can do for their business. I am now going to start answering questions, and that is because I receive so many questions over social media, over email, over good old-fashioned conversation, and I figured the easiest way to do it would be to answer the most common questions that I receive. If you'd like me to answer your question on this podcast, please, I would love to. Direct message me. This is the best way to do it. Direct message me on Instagram. I'm at Anna B. David. Direct message me. I will not only answer your question on this podcast, but I will give you a shout out. In fact, tell me what you're writing and I'll give that a shout out. So today I'm going to answer the question, how long should a book be? So I could start by answering this in a totally annoying way and say, as long as it needs to be. And actually, that annoying part is partially true. But I will tell you something that is very interesting. Books are getting shorter. You may know this. When was the last time you read a book that was over, say, 250 pages? There's a book I really want to read. It's called The Body Keeps the Score. I've been wanting to read it for probably 10 years, and yet I look at it and it's so long and I don't do it. Now, in 2011, the average length of a best-selling nonfiction book was 467 pages. Then it just kept dropping and dropping and dropping. And now the average nonfiction best-selling book is about 250 words. That's like fallen 50% practically. Who knew we were going to be doing math? Now, the thing is, there are always going to be long books. Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace is over 1,000 pages. And novels, this really doesn't apply for fiction. Novels are still often 300 to 400 pages. But this comes up with clients at Launchpad all the time. They think they want longer books because they believe that longer books shows higher quality. And if that is true, you have to ask yourself, do I want people to read my book or do I want people to be impressed by my book? One of the things that did change, well, obviously, our attention spans are shorter all the time. We have the attention span of a gnat. We're constantly distracted by bright, shiny objects, endless news cycles, social media, all of these things. But when Amazon launched their Kindle singles, which was about 10 years ago, what they started doing is assigning authors short books. And when I say short, I mean the length of an article. I was super lucky and managed to get in and be one of their authors. It wasn't many people, you know, really prestigious people. Stephen King did it. And I did two Kindle singles. One was called Animal Attraction, and the other is called They Like Me, They Really Like Me. Each was about 40 pages. And what Amazon did is, because they controlled everything, they were able to put those books, there weren't many Kindle singles, and they were able to feature all of them prominently. And so I made more from those two tiny books that took me a week each to write than I have from books that I've spent years on. It's just sort of sad. But in addition to Kindle singles, there are just, you know, Brené Brown wrote a book called Gifts of Imperfection. It's 158 pages. Austin Kleon wrote this book that people love and quote all the time called Steal Like an Artist. It's 160 pages. And what's interesting is that over 64%, yes, this is more math, over 64% of the number one bestsellers since 2000 have fallen into the 200 to 400 page range. And there was a number one New York Times bestselling book called On Bullshit, 80 pages. So there you have it. And And by the way, when you're writing, it's best to think in word count instead of pages because, you know, everyone's fonts are different. People are, you know, doing single space, double space, space and a half, whatever it is. So most of our books that we publish at Launchpad are between 35,000 and 50,000 words. And I will tell you also, I knew nothing when I sold my first book, Party Girl. I had heard books should be around 300 pages. So I made it around 300 pages and I didn't know that they meant space and a half. So it was 300 single space pages. So it was twice as long as it needed to be. So, but this should come as a great relief for people who think, oh my God, I've got to write some, you know, 300 page or 600 page opus. You do not. Books have gotten shorter and are going to continue to get shorter. That being said, if you're writing a full-length nonfiction book, don't make it under 100 pages. Maybe minimum 150. But you know what? This is writing. You get to make the rules. Okay, I hope that helps. Like I said, you can DM me your question at Anna B. David. I want to answer it and give you a shout out, and I will see you next week. Thanks for joining me this week on Launchpad. For more info about the show, go to annadavidpod.com, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Amazon, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and all those other places. And speaking of those places, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating. And please don't forget, you can also tell your favorite author or entrepreneur friend about this show. Another forget-me-not, my company Launchpad Publishing is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journey. Whether that's writing, editing, or publishing, go to launchpadpub.com to find out more. And be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show. I'll see you next time.